this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
Holy shit, man. The fucking car is dead. It's
Damn,
fucking
this
dead.
Happens.
Dude, it's fucking raining balls out there.
Podcast.
I know, that's what we're trying to do, man. Holy shit, I cannot believe this just happened. It's Halloween, man.
Yeah, tell me about it. It feels like it too, man. It is spooky out here, isn't
Dude,
it?
Dude, it's fucking crazy. Like, I can't even, like, I can barely hear you right now. We're inside the car.
Whoa, what was that?
I don't know. Dude, wait, hey. Fucking, shit. I got AAA, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I could totally call these motherfuckers and come pick us up.
Oh, alright, yeah, no, that sounds like a great idea.
Dude, they could totally tow the car. And fuck it, I don't have the money to get it fixed right now, so they could tow it right back to the house for the podcast.
Yeah, alright, now that's thinking.
Right? That's what I'm saying. Okay, so... Shit, let me look at my phone. Fuck, man, I got no bars. How about you?
My phone's kind of dead.
Dead.
Well, close enough. I have to put it on airplane mode or else it will die all the way.
Right.
Yeah, well, you know, during the whole trip, I didn't really have much else to do. I was looking at porn, man.
God damn it.
What?
Well, it looks like we're going to have to hoof it, man. You got a fucking umbrella?
No.
It's my car. Why am I even asking you? And the Lord knows I don't have one. Fuck, man, we live in Florida. You'd think we'd have a goddamn umbrella in the car.
Ah, what the Florida.
Shit. Alright, man, well, fuck it. Here it goes. Hey, do you think maybe one of these people would fucking, like, let us use their phone?
I don't know, man. These people look a little sketchy. Shady, if you ask me.
This neighborhood looks a little shady, bro. I don't know where the fuck we're at. Like, it looks like it's, like, Elm Street and shit. Sure as fuck ain't 21 Jump Street.
Okay, well, we better get walking. Come on.
Alright, I'm Peter DeLuise. You can be Johnny Depp.
I don't want to be Johnny Depp.
Well, fine, I'll be Johnny Depp. You be Peter DeLuise.
Okay. I don't even know who Peter DeLuise is, but
God
I'm
damn it, well, that doesn't work. Shit, I was gonna be like, oh, we could be all Joe Cool. Fucking exit the car like some 21 Jump Street shit
well,
in the
we're
rain.
Already out of the car and walking.
Fucking ain't right we are. Fuck, man, I can't believe it's fucking raining. Hurry up, man, we gotta get over to the sidewalk and get underneath that edging over there.
Alright. Hey, what's that over there?
It looks like a dude standing on a corner. In the fucking rain.
In a clown outfit?
I fucking hate clowns. Let me tell you how much I hate clowns. First of all, I read the book, it. I saw the fucking movie. That shit was creepy, bro. If that fucking guy is wearing a clown costume, I'm out. We'll go the other way down the street.
Oh, bad news, bro. It's a clown. Worst news. Yeah, I can see it from here.
Hey!
It's it.
Come over here. What the fuck?
Tim
Come
Curry.
Over here!
I'm such a big fan!
I've got a prize for you, boy!
Prize? Oh boy, I hope it's candy!
Nope, it's a red balloon!
What the fuck am I gonna do with a red balloon?
I don't know, you're gonna have to come a little bit better than a red balloon, man, if you're gonna get us to walk over to your scary ass.
Only kind of red balloon I'll take from a stranger is the kind that I have to transport.
Yeah, like anally.
Don't sneeze.
How about I sweeten the pot? How about a nice fatty boom batty blunt? Now you're talking, man.
Now hold on.
What?
What kind of grade is this? I mean, look at this dude's teeth. You really trust this guy? He's a freaking spider alien from space.
It all floats down here, Billy boy.
all the good weed floats down here.
What the fuck does that even mean?
I don't know, but now that he brought it out, I can smell it from here. Let's go.
Dude, I don't know, man. When's the last time you ever smoked a blunt with a freaking scary clown from outer space, yo?
Good point. Good point.
They all float down here, Billy boy.
Yeah, man, look, they all float.
They all float down here.
It's floating, man.
Besides, I suck a mean cock.
What was that? Whoa. What was that last bit?
They all float down here.
No. I heard something after that. Yeah.
I don't know what you mean.
It sounded like you said you suck a mean cock.
I would never say that. But offer is on the table. And if you gents would like to partake.
What the fuck, man? This guy is out of his mind.
If you even accidentally use teeth, bro, I'm getting ravaged. I do not want
I said it floats
it.
Down here!
Whoa, settle down, Nostradamus. Holy fuck. I got a prediction that we're gonna kick your ass and we're gonna take that blood.
Oh yeah, buddy, let's do this.
You're not taking my blood, Billy boy. You'll float down here. By hook or by crook, you'll float down here.
Alright, buddy, let's get...
Fuck this guy!
Fishing ass puppet!
Kicking his ass! This fucking... I'll show you what floats!
Sorry, Tim Curry!
You'll be floating down the fucking river!
Right!
Spider went down the fucking chute!
Alright, Cloud. Bite the curb.
I'm not biting the curb.
You're biting the curb.
I'm not biting the curb!
Right.
Who's floating now, bitch?
Hey, man, don't hog that. Come here.
Yeah. It's good shit. That guy wasn't lying.
Fuck.
I'm floating out here. Right? Well.
He's floating into a drainage ditch and a pool of his own blood.
I'm soaked as hell, but. Fuck it, man. Let's start the show.
Creature creeping up behind. close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
That's right, we're back again. We're gonna kick some of that podcast action for you, a little Halloween podcast action. It's the Devil's Night, and everything is right. Boo! I'm Jesse Shadoose, and always next to me, the only motherfucker I know that stuck his dick in a jack-o'-lantern
and loved it, Kamal Altash.
Hey, what's happening, man? What's going on?
Not a whole lot, buddy. Other than the fact that it's seriously the best time of year to step outside and enjoy the weather.
Oh, it's beautiful outside, man. I'll tell you what, it's been like, what, in like the low 80s during the day, and like in the 50s at night, the low 50s, it's been amazing. Perfect time for trick-or-treating, kids. It's going to be awesome.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And those of you who have parents who honestly, truly believe it is the Devil's Night and will not allow you to partake in the fun activities that every normal kid gets to take part in.
Slit their throats while they're sleeping.
I'm so sorry. It's great weather to stay inside.
Send them on to Jesus.
Yeah, just hurry them right along.
Yeah,
help them shuffle off this mortal coil.
And thunderclap. Michael B. Explosion! Yeah. You know what? Are we going to spam that to death? We might actually spam that to death, like the Michael Bay thing.
Well, hey, like, you know what? That's our little inside podcast joke, so you know what? I'm going to keep doing it. I don't care. If it occurs to me, I'm saying explosion.
Yeah, man. So, so check this out.
You mind, let us know. Send us some emails. Tweets. Whatever.
I don't even think we've given out an email, but I will give out the Twitter.
Haven't?
Yeah. You can tweet us at J Shadoose. That's Chudeusz. You can hit us up on Twitter through that and we'll chat with you, man. Tweet us, do whatnot. And you can also check out the I Said It Facebook page. Yeah, I Said It /Facebook.com. And let us know what you think, man, and converse with us. Get to know us. You'll love us or you'll hate us, but either way, we couldn't really give a shit.
Yeah, either way, we're getting in.
Deep.
Deep.
Like, hard. Right inside where it fucking matters.
Going in hot.
Between your ears. Oh, fuck. Yeah. So anyways, okay, well, we're going to do a special Halloween edition of What Florida? So this week in What the Florida, this guy, I can't remember his name to save the life of me, from Marion County, was, this guy, I don't even know where to start, honestly, because this neighbor called the cops when they walked out their back door and saw a naked gentleman, trying to break down their wooden fence with a sledgehammer.
Like the fence between their houses, or like the fence from his property to the street?
No, like the fence between the houses. I mean, maybe he wanted a little bit more room in his backyard.
Hey guys, look at me! Look at me! You can't see me through this fence? Alright, I'll take it down.
I mean, maybe he was a nudist and he wanted to be a little bit more of an exhibitionist, so he was taking down the fence so he could show all. Either way, this guy was severely intoxicated and the police showed up.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that had something to do with it.
Well, they tasered the shit out of this guy. Not once. Not twice. Not even three times, kids. Four times.
Yo, this guy must have been jacked up on PCP or something.
No, like, from what I understand, they hit him the first time he went down, but he sprang right back up like it energized him like the fucking bunny and whatnot.
Whoa.
He gets right back up, completely ignores police, and goes right back to swinging the sledgehammer against the fence like they're not even there. That's some fucking bath salts type of action, kids. That is definitely...
Straight up.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So...
Holy cow.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking wild, dude. Also, get this shit. A public library. I think it was in Astatula, which fucking nobody knows where Astatula is, has experienced some paranormal activity, man. Not unlike the library from Ghostbusters.
With the books flying?
Books have been falling off the shelves. Librarians have said that they've heard footsteps and whatnot. Yeah, man, some pretty spooky shit. Like, I mean, look, I don't believe in the afterlife.
Has anybody gotten slimed?
Nobody's gotten slimed yet.
It's a big yet, buddy.
There's no ectoplasmic residue as such.
I'm telling you, they're gonna find a great concentration of ectoplasmic goo.
Yeah?
And be like, and it's gonna be like, hey! They're gonna be like, oh, it's so sweet.
Yeah, until it slimes you.
It's gonna slime the shit out of them.
Nobody slimes Pete Bateman and gets away with it. So it's Halloween, man. It's the time of the year. It's my favorite holiday. I absolutely love
Can't Halloween, be your favorite man. Holiday. It's my favorite holiday.
Well, we can share the same favorite holiday.
Okay, I guess I did learn how to share in kindergarten.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, we can share it.
Yeah, so, okay. So, as it being such, I was going to say, what was your favorite Halloween costume that you were as a child? Like, what was your favorite Halloween costume that you liked to get involved with?
I have to actually say my Grim Reaper costume.
Yeah?
Yeah. My mom, she asked me one year. I was real young. She was like, well, I'm going to make your costume this year. What would you like to be? I was like, well, I'm sure it's easy for you to make the Grim Reaper costume, right? And she was like, well, yeah, I can do that. That's right. Yeah, that's not that hard. I can find the pattern for it and get it made up for you.
Because your mom's a wicked seamstress.
Oh, dude, she's super awesome with that.
Yeah.
So crafty. And so, yeah, she got the pattern, made it for me, and I was so stoked because she actually made it a little bit bigger than I needed it. So, you know, the sleeves were extra long, and I felt like I was
nice. Did she tatter them and everything?
No. Kept them in fairly decent condition because, you know, obviously I wanted to wear it again.
Right.
But, man, I wore that thing until she actually had to ask me, you sure you still want to use that? Maybe you want another costume or something? I was like, not really. I'm the Grim Reaper. I'm deaf. Like, what's cooler than that?
Nothing, you know? Because when you show up the door, you're coming for everybody.
Straight up. Trick or treat. No, I'm not here to trick or treat. I'm here to kill.
I gotta say, I think my favorite Halloween costume, going back to one of the things we just talked about, was my Ghostbusters costume.
You had a Ghostbusters costume?
Yeah, man.
What?
This was before they actually made, like, the children's toy packs.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
which are excellent, by the way. I don't know whose idea that was.
That was fantastic.
Hats off to you.
But a friend of the family, actually made me one, out of, like, styrofoam and foam core. And it was, like, I mean, it looked identical to it. He painted it and everything. What? And I had the thing, and he put a flashlight on the inside, and then, like, a little plastic tube came out, and so, like, the flashlight would light up the tube, so it kind of looked like I had the proton stream.
And that's freaking cool.
Yeah, and I just got, like, a little, almost like a midget's janitor jumpsuit, and put the Ghostbuster patch on, which they sold at that point, because the movies had been out, and, yeah, man, I was Pete Venkman, cool. For Halloween as a kid. I think I was, like, I don't know, man. Like, 9, maybe, yeah. Maybe younger than that.
I was always partial to Egon.
Oh, I loved Egon, but I was damn sure a Pete Venkman fan, because all the girls like Pete Venkman. He's a stud, even if they don't admit that they like him. So, I had a thing where I was like, let's see what people consider to be the scariest horror movies of all time. So I got this list and we're gonna check it out. So according to Boston.com, we're going to see what this is all about. Number
waiting on the Wi-Fi. Yeah, I love waiting on the Wi-Fi.
Okay, number 50. Silent Night, Bloody Night, 1974. I never saw this movie. I have no idea.
Never even heard of it.
No, it's probably why it's number 50. Fire in the Sky, actually, was number 49, 1993. I saw that. That was really cool, man.
Number 49?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of movies. That actually... That was creeped a pretty fucking scary movie, dude.
Well, because, like, it taps into, I think a real fear that, like, you know, holy shit, like, you know, aliens are plausible. That's something that somebody might happen.
Imagine being taken up onto one of their ships as an experiment. Like, you are a guinea pig.
Right. The next one, number 48, is When a Stranger Calls, 1979. I've also never seen that one. I think that's the one where it's like, the call's coming from inside the house! It's coming from inside the house! That's where that originated from, I believe.
Oh, I remember that one. It was called Scream.
Yeah, and... but this was 1979, so it beat
Scream. Oh, so that was when it was original.
Yeah. Scream pretty much made a spoof on that, I guess. Is what it really was. The Amityville Horror comes in at 47, which is surprising, because for its time, I thought the Amityville Horror was a pretty fucking scary movie.
That's the one where the family moves into that house and the dad, like, starts wigging out and killing it.
Yeah, I can't remember. I think the son. But, yeah. No, that was...
one of the male figures in the family.
Dawn of the Dead 2004 comes in at 46, but, I mean, honestly, I don't think Dawn of the Dead was a scary movie.
I didn't think it was scary so much as, like, exciting at points. And, man, those zombies ran like track stars.
Dude. Well, my favorite...
That fat lady that came up off the wheelbarrow was just like... Rawr!
My favorite part of the movie was actually the beginning in the neighborhood when things just started to get fucking crazy. And then they had that over-the-head helicopter shot where it showed, like, the fucking crashes and explosions and people just dying all over the place. I was like, fuck!
The truck ran right into the freaking gas station.
Right? Boom!
People running across yards and shit.
Help, it's the zombies!
Actually, when he was chased, when she was being chased by her husband down the street, he's running after her, and then he sees somebody else and makes a beeline for them.
Takes that bitch out. Yeah, man. You know what, though? I'm not a fan of the running zombies. How do you feel about that?
No, I can't stand the running zombies, dude. I don't like that shit.
Because if you're fucking dead, there's no way you're moving like that. There's just no way. You're a reanimated corpse.
Yeah, I mean, even if you're a freshly reanimated corpse, or a reanimated fresh corpse, or a fresh corpse that has been, you know what I mean.
Right, you're still not going to be,
yeah.
Like, your basic motor functions is all you really have, so I don't know how, I don't really dig the fast-moving ones.
That, and, quite frankly, I would not like a running zombie.
No!
I'd rather they're just, you know, kind of...
Cardio!
Chilling.
Because the fatties will go first. The fatties will go first. Number 45 was The Mothman Prophecies, and I saw that movie. I was not impressed.
I never saw that.
Yeah. Moving right along.
Right along.
Evil Dead 1987. Actually, Evil Dead 2. I'm sorry, because the first one, I think, was much, much earlier. It was in the 70s.
Huh.
I didn't think Evil Dead was scary at all, the first one. Or the second one was actually the worst of the three movies.
I didn't see the second one. The first one, it didn't scare me. It you know, was real campy and kind of hokey. Right. But I can see how it would come across as scary.
You think so?
Back when it originally came out.
I mean, they had oatmeal for guts. Like, it was, I mean, it was like, not only was it low budget, but it was...
Well, yeah, despite its budget and its special effects that lacked, you know, anything special.
Bruce Campbell made it. I mean, without Bruce Campbell, that movie does nothing.
It dealt with, like, demonic type shit
and I guess for the time that was a pretty
risque
sort of thing to
be dealing with. People were in a different mindset back then. They were
and it was pretty damn gory for the time period.
Hell yeah,
too.
It was.
So, Paranormal Activity comes in at number 43, and I see why it's that far back, because I don't find that to be scary. It's part of that, what I like to call the new series of films, the I Have a Camera movies.
Yeah.
And
the shitty cam.
Yeah, man. And let me tell you something. For those of you that thought Blair Witch was a good movie, fucking kill yourselves. Okay? Blair Witch sucked ass. And it wasn't scary. And if I had to watch another fucking 5 minutes of the snot coming out of that chick's nose, I would have fucking killed her.
It's cold. And I don't know where to go.
Yeah. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
I can't find my
The face. People Under the Stairs, 1991. That was a creepy movie. I wouldn't go so far as to call it super scary.
I haven't seen it. Don't know if it was scary. However, the title alone scares the shit out of me. I mean,
technically, Harry Potter was the People Under the Stairs.
Wait, then so was I. Because I had a room that was like right under the stairs.
True that, true that. Well, but, I mean, it's a Wes Craven classic. It was actually really good.
Oh, if I'm ever going down some stairs and I see somebody like come out from underneath, I'm gonna be like, "Oh, I'm going right back up." Wait, no, that's the first mistake they made. Anyway,
Session 9. I did not see this, but I really want to, so I might have to bay it later. It takes place in an abandoned mental hospital. And strange things start happening, and people start disappearing and shit. And it's like an asbestos removal crew is going in there.
I think they got it on Netflix.
Do they actually? Well, I'm going to have to check it out, because I heard it was quite good.
You don't want to use up your 3 terabytes with something you could see.
Number 40 comes in with A Tale of Two Sisters, 2003.
Never heard of it.
Doesn't sound exciting. I got a tale with two sisters. It involves a lot of lube. Suspiria, 1977. Yeah, I'm not really sure about that one either. And I like to say that I'm up on my horror movies because I love horror movies, but that's a foreign film, and didn't get into it. Signs, 2002, count. Comes in at 38 with Mel Gibson.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That movie actually did kind of get me a couple times. Like when they first showed the alien, I reacted the same way as that guy. Like when he saw that video, like, woo!
And rather than do all 50 of these, I'm gonna skip ahead. We're gonna go up to the top 20 because let's face it.
Yeah, I was thinking that when you read 49, I was like, man, this guy's really gonna read off this whole.
I'm not gonna read off this whole list. And
there's
we discuss
a lot of
it.
Shitty.
Really, The Omen came in at 34. That's kind of surprising. I thought The Omen was pretty creepy. The Hills Have Eyes. Fucking whatever.
I didn't think that... Dude, to me, that was a comedy.
The Hills Have Eyes?
Yeah.
I know. It's a bunch of stupid people getting picked off by fucking mutants.
I was rooting for the mutants.
At that point, yeah. Is The Sixth Sense really horror? Because that doesn't seem like horror to me.
I mean, I got surprised. Like, he turns around and there's that girl just vomiting. Like, all she needed really was a bowl or a trash can or something.
Yeah. Did you ever see... It comes in at 29, In the Mouth of Madness. Have you ever seen... Was Sam Neill? Did you ever see that movie?
Never heard of it.
Oh, wow, dude. You should really watch it. It's fucked up.
To Jurassic Park.
Yeah. It's like, welcome to Event Horizon. Blah!
Which I think should be on that freaking list.
It's probably on this list.
Event Horizon, I thought was an excellent
Pet
movie.
Cemetery came in at 25, which the first Pet Cemetery was okay. I thought the second Pet Cemetery was better. So we're almost there.
Yeah.
Friday the 13th came in at 23, the first one. 1408, now that's a movie. Have you ever seen that? It came in at 22.
Oh, that movie gave me goosebumps,
with John Cusack?
Bro.
That was a great movie.
Oh, it got me very emotionally stirred up. Like,
dude, I thought it was a really well done horror movie.
And it made me want a cigarette so bad. Dude, toting around the same freaking cigarette for how long?
Dude,
years.
I know, but every time the alarm clock would come on, I'd be like, we've only just begun. Beep. Boop. That's so chilling because basically it's like the fucking room telling you, it's only just begun, motherfucker. This shit's going to go on for a while until you go insane and then we kill you. Wow, Nightmare on Elm Street came in at 21. Kind of shocking. I love Nightmare on Elm Street.
Those weren't even scary, though.
No, I thought they were just enjoyable and I rooted for Freddy like every time. Wow. Okay. So we're at the top 20 now. Dawn of the Dead, 1978, comes in at 20. Scare factor? I don't think it was that scary. I think it was a very well done zombie movie.
Well, what year did it come out again? 78. Like I said, man, people were in a different mindset back then. I don't care. That terrified
Night
the shit.
Of the Living Dead was scarier than that, and it came out in 68.
That's true.
Yeah. So, you know, Night of the Living Dead, in my opinion, the penultimate zombie movie still to this day. Deliverance. Oh, fuck it. 19. Ooh. Boy, you got a pretty mask. Wear like a pig. Yeah, man, fuck all that shit. I will agree. Scary as shit. Coming in at 18, Saw. Now, I will agree, the first Saw was fucking amazing. And honestly, it was one of those movies that if you would have just left it at that movie and not made any more, in my opinion, one of the best horror movies of all time.
Yeah.
If you just
much
left
like,
it alone.
Well, much like The Matrix, I don't think they should have made it 2 and 3.
Yeah.
But, yeah, dude, that movie standalone was pretty solid.
Come to find out from somebody that watched all the Saws, and I never did, because it just got stupid for me, Cary Elwes was actually the bad guy, not Jigsaw. Jigsaw was his puppet. Like, eventually, spoilers if anybody hasn't seen it, eventually Cary Elwes was the mastermind of the whole fucking thing. And he cut his own goddamn foot off just to you know, make people believe that, you know, he was innocent. Like, this guy was...
I heard something about it, how if you watch him backwards, like, you'll see characters from one movie into the other and so on and so forth. It all connects.
Right. Salem's Lot, 1979, comes in at 17.
Never heard of it.
And that's another Stephen King. The Mist... The 2007 version actually comes in at 16.
Huh.
Which is...
I liked it.
It wasn't bad. I mean...
Like every Stephen King, it was really, really good until the end. Nobody ruins an ending like Stephen King.
Well, no. As far as the movies go. Because his books were fantastic.
Right, well, if the books... I mean, if the movies follow the books at all,
yeah, but the movies—it's not as exact as the books were. And when Stephen King wraps up a book, dude, it's fucking meat and potatoes good. Like, it's fucking good. Psycho 1960 comes in at 15, and you know, God, you just can't beat Hitchcock, man. It's tried and true, man. Hitchcock just—he mind fucks you, and that's the best kind of fuck.
Absolutely,
you know. Except anal.
Freaking gets at you with the chocolate syrup in the tub.
Dude, the fucking birds?
It actually ran like blood, dude. Yeah. It looked like blood.
Dude, but the fucking birds? That's some scary shit, dude. Like, imagine if that shit happens. Like, you're fucking helpless. Like, there's just...
To this day, bro, I still, if I see a whole shitload of birds...
Makes you uneasy?
Makes me a little uncomfortable. Yeah, I'm just like, bit. You know what? I'm going to take myself out of the equation. A
little bit.
I'll be over here. You birds enjoy.
Yeah, fucking A, right? Silence of the Lambs, 1991, comes in at 14. Man, I fucking
Hell,
love that movie.
Yeah, I love that character.
With some fava beans and a nice candy. What's up, Clarice? Can I get that ass? I always wanted that, man. Especially in Hannibal, like when he was cutting Ray Liotta's fucking brain up and frying it and eating it and feeding it to him, like I just wanted him and Clarice to finally make that connection. I just wanted him to fuck her dirty and then like eat her afterwards. Is that wrong?
Yeah, eat her out.
I really fucking rooted for that
guy. Like he goes down there, comes back up with you know blood all over his mouth and. And you're all concerned. You're like, oh no, he's eating her vagina. And she's like, it's just that time of the month. He's like, I know.
Oh, yeah.
He would love that shit.
He's like, oh, the rainbow river.
Have you seen Hannibal Rising? His origin story?
No, and I never wanted to. And I'll tell you why.
What?
It's not him. I can't. I tried to watch that fucking show that they had on TV, too, with him. And it's not him.
Okay, you went to watch the show, but you didn't watch Hannibal Rising?
And I won't. It's not him. He's, like, I won't like it. I know I won't.
bullshit, dude. That was a great movie.
I just know I won't like him. It's not Anthony Hopkins. Anthony Hopkins is Hannibal, man. I can't watch, like, I just can't.
It's his origin story. Anthony Hopkins isn't, you know, they aren't going to make him look young enough.
All right, for you, I'll do you a solid. I'll watch it. I'll tell you what I think. But I'm telling you right now, if it ain't fucking Anthony Hopkins as Hannibal, I'm not going to like his character. Maybe the story I'll like, but I'm not going to like
the character. I'm not going to make any promises, but I thought it was a fucking badass movie.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers comes in at 13. 1978.
Never saw it.
You never saw either, like, even the remakes of Invasion of the Body Snatchers?
Nah.
It's a pretty fucking cool concept. Basically, like, aliens come down and they have these pods, and when people go to sleep, they put them in these pods. And then the pod, like, transfers. Like, they basically clone them, but the people that come out of the pods are, like, you know, aliens. They're not those people anymore.
Do they clone them, or do they alter them?
No, they're cloned. Like, those people die. Like, all their genetic information goes into the pod, and then out of another pod comes...
a butterfly!
A very special butterfly.
Yeah.
What the hell is this movie? This one might... I don't really know this. Wreck? REC 2007?
Oh, for record.
What was that?
I heard about it, but I haven't actually seen it. I don't know.
Grip your arms, hold your breath scares, and it was better than American remake Quarantine. Oh, okay. So it was the original that Quarantine was designed after. And
oh, okay.
I didn't think Quarantine was all that hot.
No, Quarantine, I guess it was an all right topic. You know, like, oh, there's a disease. Right. We got to quarantine this place off. Oh, but we're innocent. We didn't do anything. Yeah, that's cool.
Nobody gives a shit.
I get it. But, yeah, in all honesty, I personally don't give a shit.
Quarantine my ass. I'd have set the building on fire.
You caught it. You're dead. That's all there is to it.
I was told I could listen to my music at a reasonable volume from 9 to 11. We're going to need you to go ahead and move downstairs. All right, but I'll burn the building down. That's what I would have done. Burn the fucking building down with everybody inside.
Everybody.
Fucking quarantine. Fuck that. Shit, that wouldn't even have been a movie had I been there. I'd have been like, burn it.
Number 11.
Credits.
The Shining.
Yeah, man. I love that movie, man. Jack Nicholson is up. He plays that role perfect. And Stephen King's only sequel book just came out called Dr. Sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually the tale of, I believe his son's name was Danny,
mm-hmm.
as he's grown up now, and he works at a nursing home, and he's lost a lot of the Shining, but he still has some of it, and he helps them pass on when they die, and all residents call him Dr. Sleep. He's like a raging alcoholic like his dad, and he's very like a loner, and yeah, man.
Oh, shit, dude. I have to check that out now. I saw it sitting there on bookshelves at work.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, a new Stephen King book. Cool.
Yeah, I've heard it's actually really good. Wow, The Ring came in at number 10. The Ring? Who the fuck was
that
scared by The Ring?
That wasn't a scary movie.
I know it, right? That's not a fucking scary movie.
I'm going to go investigate. I'm investigating.
The only thing that was scary about that movie was the fact that Naomi Watts never took off her top. Moving right along. Yeah, The Ring. Another one of those Japanese movies that got made into an American movie. So, we're in the top 10 now. Number 9, Alien. I would agree. Alien.
Oh, hell yeah.
The first Alien, dude, that shit was creepy as fuck.
Ugh.
Creepy as fuck.
They're sitting down at dinner. They're like, man, that was so crazy going to that alien ship, guys. It was so awesome. Hey, I don't feel so good.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime girl. Baby, my heart's on fire. Remember your desire. Oh, not this shit again. Hey, somebody get him some water. Man, fuck water. Somebody get this man some Pepto-Bismol.
Fuck that. Give me a flame
And if you
thrower.
Don't know where that's from, fuck yourself, okay? Hard, because you're an idiot. Moving right along.
You're very opinionated. You know that?
If you don't know Spaceballs, eat a dick and die. Are you serious? Like, if you're listening to this podcast
yeah, but
right
you're
now,
calling them an idiot, like they may have missed it.
You don't miss Spaceballs. If you're listening to this podcast, you better fucking know what Spaceballs is. You cannot listen anymore if you don't fucking know what Spaceballs is. Fucking hell.
No, don't listen to him, okay? Even if you haven't seen Spaceballs, you can still enjoy. Yeah, I said it.
Well, you can, just not as much.
At your leisure, as yeah. It is a internet podcast.
Right, well, Texas Chainsaw Massacre comes in at number 8, and I would move that up to 5, at least, for me. Because that movie was like a goddamn snuff film, bro. Like, there was really no music. Like, when he comes out, and, like, all the other characters had kind of, like, wandered back to the van, and the one chick's, like, looking around or whatever. All of a sudden, man, Leatherface just comes out, grabs this bitch by her shoulders, and throws her onto a meat hook that goes right into her back. And she's just dangling there like some kind of fucked up marionette puppet twitching in the wind. And he literally just turns around, walks back inside, and shuts the door. Then he comes back out with his goddamn utensils to get down to business, and she's there just the fucking twitching.
Yeah, shit gave me a hard on,
dude.
No, fucking... not just now him explaining it, but like, you know, actually watching movie. Like, I thought,
and when they
actually thought I was watching a snuff film. I was like, because
it was shot on 8mm, man.
They really make stuff like this,
dude. It was shot on 8mm. It was very creepy. And then, like, when that fucking creepy guy got in the fucking van with him at first, man, he's, like, cutting himself and, like...
Yeah.
Dude, what the fuck? That shit was, like... Especially in 1974, that had to scare the fuck out of people, bro.
Yeah.
Moving on. Number 7, Halloween. Also a movie I never found scary.
Nah.
I found it entertaining. Humorous. Entertaining.
Yeah.
You know, did you...
Like, when that couple's fucking...
Yeah.
When he comes up with the sheet with the little holes
cut. Yeah.
Come on, man. That shit ain't scary.
Yeah. Did you actually know what the actual mask he was wearing was designed after?
Yeah, Kirk.
Yeah, Captain Kirk mask. Yeah.
Looks nothing like Kirk.
No, but, you know... Then again, they did paint it white and... I mean, it still didn't look anything like Kirk, but... I just always thought that was pretty funny. Wow, really? Night of the Living Dead comes in at number 6. I'm really interested to see what's in the top 5 now. Because that doesn't make top 5. I'm sorry, but... They're coming to get you, Barbara. Stop it! They're coming to get you. No, he's going to hear you. Come on, Barbara. We've got to go. They're coming to get you. Stop it! Don't be an asshole! That fucking guy... takes him out, drops him, her brother hits his fucking head on the gravestone. Barbara's running down the hill. Bitch, I'd have gotten a car. Moving on. Oh, and there was nobody happier than me when she got eaten by zombies later on in that movie with her hysterical fucking ass. Ju-on 2002? Another Japanese fucking movie. Like, dude,
Ju-on, isn't that, Are you sure it's Japanese?
Is it Chinese?
Korean.
Is it Korean? I don't know. There is perhaps no movie in history with creepier children than this classic Japanese haunted house ghost story. I just don't find those Japanese movies scary, like, at all. Like,
well, that's the original version of, not The Ring, but what was that, that other one?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I don't remember what it was.
It was
called.
Like a revenge film, basically. Like,
yeah.
this mom killed yeah. her children or something right. like that, and they come back and
right.
they look like all pale, and they got that yeah, long black yeah. hair, and they're like, oh,
yeah, yeah, I remember. I know what you're talking about.
Just like The Ring,
right?
Same shit.
I think Sarah Michelle Gellar was in that or something.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Poltergeist comes in at number 4, 1982. Also, another movie I never found really that scary. And then when that little girl got trapped in the TV, I was like, just change the channel.
So there's gotta be something else on. Is this an Indian burial ground? Yeah, let's just put our house right on top of it. Idiots.
No problem. But that came in, like, that Ju-on beat out fucking Night of the Living Dead. I don't trust this fucking top 50 now to save its life.
Well, what website is it for?
It's from Boston.com.
Oh, it's a wicked
It's wicked awesome. List. The Exorcist comes in at number 3, also a movie I thought was more funny.
That was a comedy through and through. When she's crab walking down the stairs, dude, when she's talking, I loft
your mother sucks cocks in hell, Harris.
I was just like, yeah. Let Jesus fuck you. Let yeah. Jesus fuck you.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, let him fuck you.
No, I know people that when they first saw that movie, scared the absolute shit out of them. Like, they were, because they honestly believe in that kind of shit. You know, I guess, honestly believe in God, the devil, and, you know, like, that shit struck a chord with them.
Well, I guess when you're far removed from that situation, like, that shit really is just Comedy Central, dude. Like,
yeah.
I found this movie to be actually more scarier than that movie. It comes in at number 2, Jaws, 1975, man.
Yeah, and you're not the only one that thought that was scarier. Apparently, people were not going to the beaches as much.
Well,
after that movie released,
can you blame them?
Yeah, they were all scared.
Yeah, you know what?
I'm not going to the beach. There's sharks out there.
You're gonna laugh your ass off at number 1, dude. This is the most surprising
movie of all time.
Scariest movie
according to
Boston.
Boston.
This is a wicked scary movie.
It's wicked scary.
The Thing, 1982, with Kurt Russell.
They're in the snow. They got this alien. Yitty yaddy, you. It's real scary.
On the spaceship and whatnot, and it can be you. It can be this guy.
It could be that guy.
It's wicked scary. I was like, who's that guy over there? Is he on fire now? Scary, scary, awesome, wicked, freaking scary. Riding around in the snow car, looking for a way out and whatnot.
See, it's
the helicopters.
Wicked cold out here.
Kurt Russell's over there with the fucking flame torch. Fucking.
Boy. Man, this list is just whack.
It is whack.
You know what? Until you told me it's Boston.com, I had no idea why it was so shitty.
I don't.
So how often do you frequent Boston.com? I mean,
I don't. I just typed in 50 scariest horror movies, and
you couldn't have typed in 25. Like, really, 50? We got all that kind of time.
We did. I'm just saying, like. All right, go fuck yourselves, okay? We filled 20 minutes with that, so
yeah,
fuck,
we did.
Whatever.
Just 20 minutes?
25, 30, maybe, I don't know.
Oh, wow, that felt like a fucking hour. That was a long way.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Damn it. Look, listen.
Oh, what else we got?
All right, moving right along. Fucking, let me tell you something, okay? Halloween to me is a special time of the year, okay? It's my favorite holiday. I love decorations. I want to do like a haunted house, man. I would really like to get like, especially like to get involved with like a charity or something like that. And we could do a haunted house.
And by charity, we mean we charge.
Well, obviously, because we gotta have.
But we gotta take a cut. Just, you know, a little
right off
the top.
Yeah. Hey, look. I ain't doing this out of the kindness of my own fucking heart here. I don't care if the retards get a new school, but I gotta fuck it. You know.
They're lucky I ain't taking the whole thing. Hey. You know how long it took to set up this freaking haunted house?
But I'm thinking we could do it for autism, you know? We have some of the autists come out there and they can be scary people.
I hear they're very autistic.
Yeah.
They got a good eye for these things.
Oh, we are so gonna get fucking torn apart for that.
Hey, fuck up! I had cancer.
That's true.
I can do what I want about these sick people.
Hey, bring your idiot savant over here. Let's get this haunted house underway. Come on, Rain Man, let's go. No, but honestly, I think it would be a good cause to do it for the autistic kids, you know, and then like have this really cool haunted house, and I'm talking like. Like a 2-story house, like an abandoned house or something like that. We'd have to make sure it was safe, obviously. And
I don't know about autistic kids, man. Like, seriously?
No, I mean, we're not going to put them in the
haunted house. We don't want to scare them to death.
I'm not going to put them in the
house.
Wait
a minute. You may have something.
Jesus Christ, man. We're not killing autistic kids.
Well, is it genetic? If there's a chance that, you know, we could keep them from passing that shit on?
Oh my God!
Cleansed.
Jesus Christ! Welcome to the haunted house, autistic kids.
I'm just saying, man. Holy fuck. It's for the better.
No, I'm saying we raise money for the autism research so we could, like, eradicate it. You're like, I got a better idea.
Let's eradicate them.
As soon as they walk through the door, chop.
No, I mean, like, scare them to death, you know? Yeah, like, dude, like, just scare them.
They got retard strength. Just scare them too fucking much, they might kill somebody. Come in there with their wily arms and shit. Fucking, what are you, ridiculous? You can't put people in danger like that.
Sure, I can.
Because the regular folks would be walking into a trap.
Oh, yeah, then we get sued. Fuck.
Yeah.
I hate living in our times sometimes.
But we could put an autistic kid at the door taking the money and the tickets, man. That's a sympathy vote right there.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Right?
You can't sue us. Why? Look at our staff.
Right. Actually, we couldn't put an autistic kid there.
We got an autist.
He'd have to be like a kid with Asperger's or something. No, I got it. We put a kid with Tourette's at the door.
Asperger's always sounds like some, like, really raging bad case of hemorrhoids to me.
Yeah. Oh, God. Jesus Christ. I got a wicked case of Asperger's right now. Been sitting on this pot. Oh, Jesus. Somebody get me the preparation H. My ass is on fire with these burgers over here.
Fucking Asperger's, dude. Every time I hear it, that's the first thing I think of. It's just like...
What I think about is somebody cutting a fart that ain't right, you know? And it's like... be like, oh shit, Asperger's.
Just the patty.
I gotta go clean up. Hold on, I'll be right back. I farted and it got some Asperger's.
Yeah, that's a bad fart.
Yeah, I thought that fart was gonna be a safe one. Turns out I blew my pants out, my shorts. Damn ass buggers.
I'm so used to that. Ass buggers. They're called shorts, I believe. Shorts. Right.
Yeah. I know, I like Asperger's.
But Asperger's is...
From now on.
Oh, that's gold.
When you shit your pants when you fart, it is officially called having Asperger's.
And this wicked case of Asperger's.
Yo, I was over at Tony's last night. We babies. Had Mexican food. Next thing I know, Asperger's.
And not your regular brown variety, neither. I need a Chipotle way.
My Mata's,
wicked babies.
Montezuma's Asperger's. Oh, fuck me, the ghost ass.
Okay, so we got a kid with Asperger's accepting the admission
fee.
No,
because that's not good enough. We got to get one, right? One, the Asperger kid greets everybody as they're coming towards the house, right?
Okay.
He's dressed up like a ghost, so he's wearing a white sheet. No, I know what you're thinking. No, he's not a Klansman. He's just a guy.
No. Look, pointy is Klansman, round is ghost. I get it. He's a ghost. It's rounded.
Do you think it'd be bad if we pointed him up?
I don't think he'd tell the difference. I don't think the autistic kids would tell the difference. I don't think anybody would really tell the difference.
Anyway, so we put the Asperger kid out there greeting everybody as a ghost. Then, the guy that's taking the fucking tickets, the guy that's taking the money and giving out the ticket, he's got Tourette's. Thanks for coming to the haunted house. Fuck you, fucking shit! You guys have a good time tonight. Suck whore bag! Right? Because that already puts them uneasy. So they enter the house uneasy. Because they've just been called a slut whore bag.
Fuck shit cock.
Yeah. Fuck shit cock. Right? So they go into the house. They're already uneasy, okay? Then they come in. Fog machines are blowing. Got the sound effects, you know, like the wolves howling, the chains rattling, and shit like that. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, comes this 6-foot-tall retard with a club, dragging a normie behind him. Right?
Run, normie! Run for your life!
Right? He's dragging her by the hair. But she's holding her hair, so she's okay, you know? Like, you know, but he's dragging him by the hair, and he's just going, "Hey, you guys!" Right? So that's first. Then they wander into the kitchen.
He's got his bowl cut, too, right?
Yeah, sure. Right. They're in the kitchen. They go into the kitchen, and all of a sudden, like, this chick's in there cooking, and the buzzer goes off, right, for the fucking, for the food to be ready. She opens the oven, and it's babies.
What's inside? Babies!
Babies in the oven. Right? Because she's got her buns in the oven. You know, she's got babies in the oven. And she looks, she goes, "Anybody hungry?" And she sticks the fucking thermometer in one of the baby's stomachs, and it fucking goes, and starts wiggling and shit. She's like, "I think it's done."
Yes.
Right? Yeah, right? That's some scary shit.
I was thinking, you know, she should stick it, like, in the ear or the temple, but if she sticks it in the gut and it starts, like, screaming.
Yeah.
So much better.
Right?
So much better. Kudos.
Right?
To you.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So as you you're passing by that, right? And you make your way to the foyer. And in the foyer, there's this really fucked up, like, inbred-looking family sitting on the couch watching TV, right? And the TV's on, and all you're seeing is flashes from the TV and whatever. But then you look over, and, like, what you see is really fucked up, right? Because then the guy that's sitting on the couch, that's the dad, right? Has his hand over in Junior's lap, giving him a five-knuckle shuffle.
Five-knuckle shuffle.
So he's over there.
Giving Junior an old-fashioned.
Right, right. He's giving Junior an old-fashioned. Mom's got her tits in the daughter's face, slapping her with them, right? Like, this is after the flashes of the TV.
Keep it in the fams.
Right? But then the one kid comes out from underneath the stairs with a fucking gun in his hand because he's tired of the abuse and shit. He's all cut up and shit like that. He's all bruised and beat up. And he fucking puts a bullet in him. Wow, wow. And then he turns to the people that are walking through and points the gun at him. Yeah.
Huh.
Right? I'm just throwing out ideas here. Then it's time to go upstairs.
Tell us what's upstairs.
So you're coming up the stairs, right? And there's this old lady up there. And she's walking around, right? And she's pacing back and forth upstairs in the hallway upstairs, right? And she's cradling a baby in her arms. But, like, she's got this white dress on and it's covered with blood. And the baby's got the umbilical cord attached, right? To old Grams underneath her fucking skank cunt. And so... And then you see, like, she's got her tit, like, saggy old tit hanging out, and the baby's, like, sucking on it, but he's not sucking on it, like, you get, like, a little animatronic thing, or a midget or something, and, like, he's just fucking eating the flesh off of her tit, and she's moaning in excitement as she's loving the fact that he's eating the flesh off of her.
And it's an old lady?
Yeah.
I think just the idea of an old lady having a baby is scary enough.
Right.
That baby coming out and eating on her titty?
Yeah!
That's creepy. And what's worse, she's loving it.
Right, she loves it. She's moaning and shit.
Fuck.
You could even have her, like, rubbing her shit every once in a while.
Yeah! And get some more blood on there!
And licking her fingers and whatnot. Yeah, dude.
Oh, what?
Right? Okay, so then...
What else do we have upstairs?
All of a sudden, this fucking guy pops out of the bedroom with a fucking chainsaw, and he's revving it up, right? Ning, 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 ning. Then, out of fucking nowhere, while he's fucking revving up the chainsaw, a whole bunch of fucking little midgets come running out of a closet. Just come running out, like four or five of them come running out, right? But they're all wearing pig masks. And he's chasing after him with the chainsaw. They got pig masks and diapers on. And he's chasing after him with the fucking chainsaw. And he chases him down the hallway. And you gotta follow on after him.
Nah, that's not scary. That's cool.
Well, it doesn't have to be that. I mean, you know, come on.
It's gotta be scary.
That's scary.
They gotta fear for their lives.
For regular fucking people, that's scary.
Okay, here's the problem with that. You got the midgets running around with the pig masks. Yeah. They're supposed to be scary, but then the guy with the chainsaw is going after them. So he's basically defending you. Not only that, but while he's chasing them, he's distracted. He ain't worried about you.
Okay.
So why the fuck are you scared?
How about the midgets attack him? He's got the chainsaw. The midgets attack him. They overpower him. He hits the ground. The chainsaw hits his leg, severs the fucking leg, and the blood shoots up. And then all of a sudden, the midgets, since they're pigs, they go to devour the fucking leg. Like, they're all swarming on it like pigs would do in a fucking thing. And then their diapers are all bloody, and their faces are all fucked up. And, then,
and while people are screaming, one of them looks up
and stares at him and oinks.
There you go. See? There. Much better. Much all right, there better. We go. Okay.
Okay, so you're moving right along, right? The next fucking scene. You see a girl's laptop. She's on there. All her Facebook page is open. You see somebody on the fucking screen or whatever, and they're talking like in a chat, you know, like a fucking Skype call or something. But the girl is prepping herself to hang herself. And the guy on the other end is telling her to fucking do it. Like, he's telling her to do it. He wants to do it. He's fucking beating it, right? Like, he's fucking getting off on it.
Yeah.
Right? And she fucking puts the rope around herself. And she's like, yeah, you fucking like that? And he's like, yeah. Yeah. And she puts the rope around. And she steps off the fucking chair. And she starts swinging there. And as she's swinging there. You fucking dying and whatever. You fucking... The guy finishes.
That's more of a mind fuck. I don't know if that would really scare autistic kids to death.
We're not trying to scare the autistic kids. We're raising money.
Speak
for
yourself.
Fucking raising money. Look, we keep scary shit on your Halloween, man. Holy fucking Christ. Be on the lookout for the autism haunted house. That's coming. Yeah, I said
it's coming hard.
House. Yeah. That's coming. Well, I think that we've now officially pissed off just about everybody in the known universe.
I hope so.
Oh.
Well, actually, you know what? No. I don't give a fuck.
That was our first Halloween special. I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as we did. which ain't saying much. So, happy Halloween. Be safe out there. Everybody enjoy yourselves. Go to a wicked awesome party. And, trick or treat, have fun with the kids, and do the family thing, because that's really what it's all about. And watch some scary fucking movies, enjoy the blood, enjoy the gore, and...
Or just get intoxicated.
Get in,
heavily.
Yes, heavily intoxicated. And have a good time doing it, man. I'm
absolutely.
Jesse Shadoose.
I'm Kamal El-Tosh.
And we'll see you fuckers next week.
Peace. Peace.